yeah, it was an interesting place, Qatar, because on the first note, I mean, the nature of the production, what Sam and Kevin and the design team had done, was sort of very intentionally. I mean, it's sort of reflective now, although it's also going on. But really, that sort of spring when they were in rehearsal room at the Old Vic, it was the Arab Spring. You know, that was when, you know, Libya and Egypt and Tahrir Square and all of that sort of stuff was happening. This sort of emergent sort of revolutionary sort of Arab. And I can't remember who it was, whether it was Sam or who it was, who said, I don't think it was Sam, I can't remember who it was, who said, well, there's not a huge distance between the Arab summer of discontent. So this idea of clothing Richard and the play in the sort of, was genius. I mean, that element of design was brilliant and absolutely brought this 400-year-old play into the present moment and gave it a resonance for all the audiences that was undeniable. I think that when we went into the East, I mean, Greece, not so much Greece, in Istanbul for sure, you know, there we are in Europe, in the city, which is one, you cross the bridge and you're in Europe, you cross on the other side you're in Asia, you know. That was very apparent, I think, the sort of Muslims sort of Christian presence there. I think when we got to Qatar, which has a really curious sort of political sort of history and situation at the moment, even it was kind of apparent. I mean, you know, the Gaddafi stuff is really interesting because, you know, while they were in rehearsal, he was on the run, and while I think we were in San Francisco, but while we were on the road tour later that year, he was caught and he was killed. And so this sort of march of this monster on stage every night in those outfits, signifying, you know, those costumes, those things, I think was a huge element of the play and the production and why it really resonated with audiences.